That's a new mobile office.
Get my money.
Can you just say you mobile?
This is KFA, EDQ, statewide one.
AAPR.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing statewide one. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing statewide one, no ride.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing statewide one, no ride. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing. Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing statewide one, no ride.
Yep, I'm hearing you on that as well.
KKKJ.
KPR.
And AF8 Mobile on statewide one.
KF8 HBW, listening on statewide one in Milby.
And AF8 Mobile, I'll see if I'm in the system now.
I think that was N8FAU. This is KF8 HBW. How's it going today?
Not too bad. AFA Mobile just heading on into work, and I made a discovery when I was going through my radio last night. Found out that I had the little repeater set up for low power. I'm surprised I made it into it at all. I made the correction. Now everything's back up to high power, so. The hills shouldn't be as bad as what they were yesterday. Go ahead.
Well, at least you figured it out, man. That's good. Yeah, it's always one of those things where you have one of those Homer Simpson stump moments when you check your radio configuration and realize you got something not quite where it should be. So I'm new in this hobby, so I find that pretty frequently for myself at this point. I just got the license book a week and a half ago, so. Still figuring it out and having those kind of moments myself as well.
Roger that. You got so many rows and columns of settings, and just one click and it's like, oh, well, that would do it. That goes with any radio. I mean. Most of the radios these days don't take offsets. You have to actually type in the transmit receive frequencies, and if your math is off, or you put a negative instead of a positive, a number in, that can get things all messed up, or the selection of PL tones. Get the list, and you clicked on the right one, but no, you got the wrong one. It usually takes me about 6 months before I get all of the issues that I've made on myself for programming things to run through all of it. So it's part of the game, and I've been a ham radio operator for geez. 43 years now, and same stuff. It still happens, and once you get through it, it's like, okay, mental note, make a memory of this one, and don't do that again. But it happens to all of us. Anything you pull out, it's a fun of living, our learning.
Yeah, totally agree, man. Yeah, definitely finding that it's part of the hobby, but just like you said, you learn a lot from it when you're making your own personal experience or personal memory attached to it like that. So, totally agree. KF8HBW.
Right, so yeah, I one of the things I'm working on is took the manuals. I'm reformatting it so that I put I can't believe how much of the manual has stuck with me just because some of the stuff I just said it just sticks with me because I had the chance to write it all down. I can't. And those things with the radio oddity radios is the manual is actually a manual for three different radios. So when I rewrote it for my cell phone, I just took the parts for the TB25, which I'm running right now, and put that in my phone. I'm probably about 80% done with rewriting it and correcting the grammar and things like that, too. So you know, it is at least readable on the phone, and like I said, you don't have to squish it down and you know, try to pan around on it to read the whole thing. So, so it was kind of an interesting experience figuring out how to make that actually work in the FAQ program.
Yeah, I've got one of those older radio oddity digital radios, GD77, from I think it's about 9 years old or so, 9 or 10 years old at this point. And so I've definitely seen the manuals and seen like how a lot of it can be confusing. A lot of it is like, well, this is a flyer, you know, the model I have or a different model. And then of course, like you said, some of the grammar, you can tell like I lost the translation and it makes for some pretty funny translations here in English. So it's like not only dealing with these radio radios, but like you said, once you get through it all, you definitely learn a lot. I've actually gotten into OpenD77 a bit on that one. It's blasted on there. And thought that was pretty cool to be able to use, you know, third-party software, especially when the manufacturer software is like 5 years outdated at this point, I think. Last time I had an update was 5 years ago from then. So this one, they're still, you know, doing some third-party open source updates. Even recently, 2 months ago. So it's a pretty cool thing to mess around with.
Correct. I didn't hear that. The other thing too is sometimes the manual for radios are I'm staying with mobile or the commercial radios because the manuals are actually spot on. They're usually 100% correct. I mean, occasionally you'll find an error somewhere in there, but I mean usually it's just one or two. But some of the amateur radios, sometimes the manual is a suggestion on how it may work versus how it really works. I've been sorting out another radio oddity radio on TB50, and it's 50-watt UHF-VHF analog radio that does APRS. And my buddy up in China, he figured it out, and I don't know what he did different than what I've done, but he's got it to work with the way it's supposed to. For some reason, my radio's stuck in mic key format, which means that you have to key the mic before it'll send the data packet. And it seems like it likes to do that on any channel. It feels like not the one that's designated for EPRS. So, yeah, that's another work in progress. I work on it for about 2-3 weeks, and then I set it aside for a month or so because I get frustrated. But, like I said, these are really interesting things to play around with, and I've done just about every, not some of the new digital formats I've not played with yet on HF, but I've done packet, I've done all kinds of other stuff. Thing is, with this hobby is you definitely don't run out of different things to try. That's what makes this another hobby that's so great is, if you get bored with something, there'll be something new come up, and then it's something to try new. It ain't FAU Mobile.
Yeah, it feels like I'm just getting to the tip of the iceberg here with messing around with the analog stuff, just with HDs, and now I'm doing a little bit of the digital stuff too. But thinking about some HF stuff, I was also thinking I might try to get into some things with FDR, some software developer. Between the two. But yeah, for that, I think there's getting a shortage of fun things to try with this stuff. KF8HPW.
Hey, that's for you, Mobile. And one of the things that I want to play with, too, is setting up a hobby. Where I live in Ionia, coast repeaters are low in lands. So my traces to hit a repeater are definitely from my shack. And I want to set up a hot spot so I can run around the house and not have to sit right next to the radio to have to do so. And once I get all the other stuff figured out here, then I'll probably set something up to do a hot spot. And one of the things I'm trying to figure out with this radio is it has a ability to transmit in analog and receive in it does an analog to digital conversion. Just put it that way. It'll go both ways, but I'm not sure how it works, and I'm not sure what the manual's really telling me that it can do. So I'm going to have to sit with it and have a few days where I can sit down and just experiment and see what it does. And it is for you, Mobile.
Yeah, I know that older radio I was talking about that I have is in the stock software, it has like a fake dual watch. Supposedly the chip can only do one at a time, so it actually does it fakes it by doing a scan back and forth between the two frequencies and designated A and B. And I don't know if that would maybe be a limiting factor in whether it can do anything between analog and digital. I know on that radio it was, and so I'm thinking maybe on yours they took some similar approach on that model where it can only do one at a time, and it tries to stay going back and forth. Maybe doesn't do it quite so well. And of course, like you said, it's when you start doing things like that where you're not using necessarily the main feature that everybody else uses, you start using some more specialized features like that. The manual doesn't always line up with the way it behaves, or maybe it's buggy too. I know even on this radio, I'm using one of the nerve out things, and it's got a few bugs I've encountered. Like when it's receiving a transmission, the shortcut key won't change zones or anything like that. Some weird edge case bugs. So maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's a design flaw. Who knows? But you get the fun part of figuring all that out.
After that, any FAU Mobile. Like I said, it's one of those things down the road. Once I get comfortable with what I got going right now, then I'll dig in deeper and try some other stuff out. And from what I gather is the GD88 actually has dual VFOs. They're actually two separate entities. With this one here, it does dual watch, but I don't think it has the facilities to tune each one individually. At least that's the way I remember it from the manual. But I'm counting on my memory, which that's always a dangerous thing in itself there. But like I said, that's the next step here. I'm going to say 73. I am in the parking lot, and I'm ready to head up to number 5 and play television for a few hours here. So you all have a good afternoon, and nice for stopping by, and we'll chat at you later. NAFAU Mobile, Grand Rapids.
Yep, 73 to you as well. You have a great evening. It's been great talking to you. KFAACW Clear, and no bye.
KF8GSD, listening this evening.